Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The lead is obvious. It's the Dallas Cowboys who are now watching the rest of the playoffs from their couches, just like you and me. And let's start off with the way the game ended. The last play. And when I was watching that game, Rob, and I saw Dak Prescott take off, my first thought was, what are they running? Like, what are they doing? 14 seconds left. At the 41-yard line, the 40-yard line, and he takes off on a scripted draw. All right? They wanted the run. Now, I get it. Whatever they did, Rob, was going to have to be in the middle of the field because you saw that formation that San Francisco was in. They had six players on the sidelines, like protecting the sidelines so you couldn't get out of bounds. So they had to go to the middle of the field. But to me, Rob, they should have done a quick pass. If you just look at that tape, Dalton Schultz was open right away. You would have got there quicker. And as soon as he gets inside the 30, the 28-yard line, whatever, you go down, and then you've got time. But the way the Cowboys did it, I think it was a mistake to run instead of quick pass. It was Dak ran too far, Rob. I know it's your instincts to run until they stop you, but not in this case. He ran until they made him slide, and it was too far. I'm not going to blame the official because everybody's saying, first of all, Dak got to know you give the ball to the official, Rob. You don't just, give it to your center, all right? You give it to the official, but I'm not mad at the official. Everybody's talking about, oh, he knocked Dak over, you know, bumped into Dak, ran through the line. Rob, if he had not run through the line of scrimmage, he wouldn't have had a chance to get there.
The clock would have gone out.
Absolutely. If he had tried to go around the front line, you know.
But that's coaching. You got to know that. Like, I don't know. Like, you play football. The official always spots the ball, Chris. I've been watching football for 50 years. I've never seen a player spot the football and then you have a play. I mean, have you?
Well, no. And that's what Dak said, it's interesting. What he said after the game was that they're taught and told to give the ball to the center. And then the ump comes and touches the ball, the umpire. And then you know, sets it and all that. But here's the interesting thing. And we were talking to Michael Vick this morning on First Things First. Vick said you're always taught to give the ball to the umpire, right?
Yep.
Like you said. He said, however, quarterbacks are rarely in that position. Usually, Rob, what? You're throwing to a wide receiver, a tight end, maybe a running back on plays like that, and they're the ones that go and give it. So every know you've been told that and you know it in your head, it's not your instinct. So the bottom line is a few of Dak's instincts did him wrong. The instinct to run as far as you could before you had to slide because it was too far, and the instinct to give it to your center. And so bottom line is from the Cowboys, Rob, I don't want to hear any killing of the referees. Did commit 14 penalties because you were the most penalized team in the league all season. So the blame is on the players and the coaching, and that's who should get it, not the referees.
First, I thought Joe Judge was added to the coaching staff and called that play for Dak. That's the first thing I thought. Is Joe Judge working for the Cowboys, and I don't know it?
You agree they should have thrown it. You just throw it
I just didn't like that play. I think because there's a chance.
Would you have gone for the Hail Mary?
Well, I mean, maybe they felt like they couldn't at 51.
Right, they didn't want to go for two
because,
Hail Marys.
Because of the way that they had the coverage. You know what I mean? Like, they know they're going to throw it down there. The chances of it for that distance aren't very good.
Right.
So I think that I understand them trying to get closer. But the Cowboys, it's just a bunch of things. It isn't just that play. They were basically dead offensively the entire game. If it wasn't for the pick that Garoppolo threw them a gift, you know, that gave them life, really. They were dead in the water if Garoppolo doesn't throw that pick. And
if Trent Williams isn't in motion.
Right.
Set up on that last play. Remember they got the first down?
Yeah, that's
and
the
that
ball
gave
game.
Dallas the ball. Right.
San Francisco, and we've seen Shanahan choke down games, Chris. I mean, at the end. We've seen him do it twice in the Super Bowl, and this was ugly. It was just an ugly finish, motion penalties, all kinds of stuff that you just can't have when you want to ice a game. But the bottom line to me is it's the Cowboys. Nothing has changed 26 years later. It's always, here they are. They were the favorites. They're at home. They win the division. All this other stuff. They got all the players you talk about. Oh, wow. Look at the Cowboys. They're loaded. Lamb didn't even get a ball. I mean, just like, come on, really? And then Parsons didn't have an impact, Chris. It was amazing on how bad the Cowboys were. But I'll tell you this. The disheartening thing if you're a Cowboys fan is not that, you know, it's one and done and you're out of the playoffs again. It's that this thing won't get fixed. I'm convinced it can't get fixed because of the guy who runs the organization. And he runs it like a mom and pop store. And ever since Jimmy Johnson left, it's the same comedy of errors. And then for them to announce basically that Mike McCarthy's sticking around.
Stephen Jones, the president, said absolutely he's very confident he expects McCarthy to be back.
How, Chris? Did you see all the undisciplined, the penalties and the one they keep shooting themselves in the foot? They've been doing this all year. You are who we thought you were, right? They did it all year. And what did they do? They struggled against the good teams. They beat up the bad teams. They scored 50-something points. They could barely move the ball. It was embarrassing. I don't see anything change. I think this is the norm. This is who the Cowboys are, and they'll stick by the guy who they can control, which is Mike McCarthy. I guess he's fallen in line. But that was an outrageous, horrendous performance if you're a Cowboys fan in a year where you really thought you could make a run.
Yeah, look, I don't put it all on Mike McCarthy. I'm not a champion of Mike McCarthy. I don't think he's a great coach. I mean, you know, when he was hired, Rob, we both kind of scratched our heads like, really? So I'm not, if they were to move on, I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, how do you do that? But I don't think like you gotta fire, like all your problems begin with him either. They were penalized, the most penalized team in the league. But, you know, Andy Reid, his Chiefs were among the most penalized last year. Nobody knows. He thinks he's not a good coach. And Mike McCarthy's record in Green Bay, like his last several years there, they weren't among the most penalized. So I'm just saying that is not necessarily a total reflection on him. But where I agree with you, Rob, is that Jerry Jones is a problem. And my thing is, Jerry Jones, the reason he hired Mike McCarthy, we both said this, was because McCarthy's going to be fine with Jerry being Jerry. And a lot of coaches weren't. Obviously, he had his issues with Jimmy Johnson. Bill Parcells wasn't really trying to have all that mess going on. So strong coaches are going to come in there and want things to be different. That's why I never thought McCarthy would be fired. Even though you can make a case that he should, I thought, well, Jerry's going to keep him. He likes him. He tried to give him credit a few weeks ago. He lets Jerry be Jerry. But, Rob, the Dallas Cowboys, to me, are like a soap opera that revolves around football. More than a football team, a football organization, they are a soap opera that's in a football setting. It's like a movie that's not really about basketball, but the setting is basketball. And that's how the Cowboys are. And Jerry Jones just drips drama, Rob. He makes promises. He overpromises and underdelivers. That's what it is. And I don't think this team was that good. I think they were a legitimate playoff team, like best team in the AFC least. And I said all along, Rob, if they win one playoff game, then that'll be a good season for them. And they didn't even do that, of course. But I don't think that would have been enough for fans because fans were expecting Super Bowl. Jerry Jones goes out there and says, it's Super Bowl or bust. And so now everybody's expectations are raised and he can't deliver. And that's part of the problem. So I'm with you on that. I just think it's a mess the way they're run. And until Jerry gets out of the way, they probably won't win a Super Bowl, Rob.
Yeah, I just don't see it. Things haven't changed and it's disappointment after disappointment. How many times are you going to talk up a team and what they've accomplished? A couple weeks ago, we've seen it twice. Earlier in the year, they were blowing people out and everybody was like, go on the Cowboys bandwagon. Yep. Then a couple weeks ago, who'd they blow out, score 50-something points against? Was that Washington? That? Who'd they beat?
I think it was Washington.
They got 50, right? Remember? Look at 51. Them. Oh, my God. They're going to be – go back. Right. Go listen to the analysts. Go listen. Oh, they're going to be a tough out. I wouldn't want to play the Cowboys right now. That's what I heard. I don't want to play the Cowboys. They're going to be a tough out. They got everything. The defense has come together. Look at the offense. They got so many weapons. That's all I heard. And they got run out of their own building, Chris.
I get that they're America's team, so maybe some of it is that. But, Rob, have you heard the owner of the Rams talking about, is Super Bowl or bust, talking after every game? Have you heard?
Jerry has his own radio show. Well, that tells you all
ridiculous.
You need to know.
Right? Is the Tampa Bay owner, do we hear him every week?
No.
You know, I mean, whoever's going to talk for Green Bay.
They don't even have an owner.
Out all Robert Kraft, I mean, he got his issues, but, you know, talking after every game ain't one of them, right? You know, I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. So it just creates too much drama.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. But let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I didn't think Pittsburgh had a chance. I know that it was, I don't know, close for the first half.
Right.
And then once
first five possessions, Kansas City didn't do three punts, interception.
Yeah, interception, right. It just didn't look good, but I still thought once they break through, they'll be all right. Pittsburgh just doesn't have anything.
Pittsburgh this year, and Big Ben we know had a great career. We'll see him in his Hall of Fame induction. But, Rob, it looked like, and this was what was going through my mind watching that game last night, they were kind of playing one-sided football. Like, it was all defense.
Right.
Like, their offense can't do anything.
No.
Yeah, okay, they scored some touchdowns late. It's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but those are that. That's all that mop-up work. You know that. That ain't no in the real scheme of the game.
Right. So it was like they're playing one-sided football. They got no chance of scoring with the offense. All right, we are brought to you by AutoZone because AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. Plus, they've got more than 5,600 locations nationally, folks. And because of that, they're here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Rob, you and I talked. Obviously, we watched all the games. And there were a few that I was really intrigued by. I wanted to see Kansas City because you know they were my pick to win the Super Bowl. So I wanted to see what they looked like. But I thought it would be a rout, and it was. Tampa Bay, same thing. I picked them to get the Super Bowl. Didn't feel like Philadelphia was any sort of threat.
They can't score, Chris.
They're similar, right, to Pittsburgh. All they do is run.
All they do is run the football, and it's not good. Jalen Hurts, I'm telling you, if I'm an Eagles fan or I'm the organization, Chris, I mean, he's a talented guy. He can do a lot of stuff, but I don't know if are you going to win a Super Bowl with him at quarterback?
His ceiling, Rob, I don't even know if he could get here. I think I'm being generous. His ceiling is probably Dak Prescott.
I don't even know if he could get there.
I don't think he could throw like Dak. Yeah,
no.
He probably can't even throw like Dak. So, but I'm a big intangibles guy. I do think Jalen has them. I do think Dak has them. But you also need the physical skills and abilities, too, to win big.
And if you're one-dimensional, Chris, you know, like, it's even like Lamar even developed the throw. You just can't run or just can't throw on every down. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you can't play like that.
If even Lamar has to throw, Rob.
Right.
Come on. I mean, as good as Jalen is with the run game, he's not close to what Lamar Jackson is.
And then when he throws it, he threw two picks. You know, like
it
was a bad game. It just was.
One of the games, obviously, the Dallas San Fran game was a good one, and we were looking forward to that. Cincinnati Vegas was pretty good. I think Cincinnati, you know, looked good, and they're going to be tough to handle. But the game another game I was really looking forward to and thought would be good, Rob. I thought Buffalo was going to beat New England, but I thought it'd be by 3 points. And we picked in our picks, I picked New England to lose, but cover. And obviously they got blasted. Bill Belichick, Rob, it was his worst ever game as a coach in the playoffs.
The Bills scored on their first seven possessions.
Well, every single possession, right? Other than when they, you know,
knelt down
to end the game. That's never happened. They never punted, obviously.
I saw a game like that against New Orleans played Detroit. And the Saints did that to the Lions at Ford Field.
Was it a playoff game?
No, not in the playoff, just a regular season game. But they scored on every possession, Chris. And they were in the red zone, and they kneeled down in the red zone. They could have scored again if they wanted to. They just kneeled down.
Unbelievable. But Josh Allen, Robin, we know he's a bit up and down. And obviously some other quarterbacks have certainly had great games against Belichick in the playoffs. But Josh Allen owns the Patriots. He owns them. Rob, in the last 2 years, since he became an elite quarterback, In the last 2 years, they played five times. They've won. Buffalo's won four of them. In the last four games, they've obviously won three of them. And Josh threw for 300 plus yards in three of those games, including Saturday. And he threw for 12 touchdowns, no picks in those three games, Rob. Mm. He had five on Saturday. And the one game that Belichick and the Patriots stopped him in was the windstorm.
Right.
Right.
When they ran the ball and only threw two passes the entire game,
right.
Like two or
the
three
elements,
passes.
Three passes. The elements were a big factor in that. So it's going to be interesting going forward what New England does to beat Josh Allen. I like Mac Jones. I think he's a good, you know, he had a really good season for a rookie quarterback. I think he's a game manager. Can he progress beyond that? We'll have to see. But I think he's going to have to. I don't think just being a game manager is going to be enough, Rob, when you've got Josh Allen in that division. And that's not even to mention the other great quarterbacks, young quarterbacks in the AFC.
Yeah, I agree. I think people went crazy and gaga when they won those seven games in a row.
Right.
And they were crowning them.
Super Bowl.
and who was it? Edelman just threw away $100,000. Like, seriously, Chris. Like, he really thought
of that to me, man.
Dude, are you like, seriously? Like, can you imagine plopping down 100 because you bought into the hype? You've been sold a bill of goods. You really thought, Chris, the history is no rookie quarterback's ever gotten to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So right there is a bad bet. It's a bad bet unless if I bet $100,000, I'm going to get $1 million. You know what I mean? Like, I'd have to get something so gigantic for me to make that kind of, I don't know what the payout was,
well,
but to bet
$100,000,
Rob G, try to find out what the odds were, what his payout would have been.
But
you know what I'm saying, Chris. I thought it was overdone, overcooked. I knew Buffalo. Remember I told you going into the playoffs in the AFC.
That's your pick, right?
That's my pick. Because I picked the Ravens. They obviously didn't make the playoffs, but I picked the Bills. And I said they had an up and down season. They were great early on. You remember the big win at Kansas City, Chris? They kicked the Chiefs' butt there, and I was like, wow, okay. Then they fell off, and they couldn't score a touchdown against Jacksonville. I mean, that was the low.
Right.
It was that bad.
Right.
But they have all the weapons. They got some experience. They were in the postseason last year. They can do some damage, and we saw now they're going to score every – now they're playing the Chiefs. All I'm gonna tell you
that's
is take the
game,
take
man.
The over, Chris. I'm running
agree.
To Vegas with the over. I mean, with
I
those
agree.
Two teams, come on, man.
I think it's gonna be a high scoring game, and you know they both have really good defenses, but I think Rob, it's gonna be a great game. And you know, obviously, I got the Chiefs, you got the Bills, but it's gonna be a barn. I'm a little worried as a Chiefs guy. You know what I mean?
No,
as a guy
right.
To pick them. I mean, I'm concerned because Buffalo. If Buffalo brings its A game, that's when it's going to be tough. If they, you know, sometimes, like you said, they lost to Jacksonville.
Right.
Sometimes they just don't show up. But I think they've matured. I think they've learned some lessons from the regular season. And obviously, you know, they got over a huge mental hurdle, not only by beating Belichick, Rob.
But the way they did it. Right. See, I agree with you.
Defensive genius.
I think you feel really good and confident. You can't stop us. We got that kind of offense.
Right.
We're not afraid of anything. And Bill Belichick's always had a history of these great defenses, you know, our top five defenses.
Yep.
And Kansas City, you know, really wasn't tested that much. With the Steelers. So this is a big game. I mean, this is one of those games. I don't know what the line is yet, Chris. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
Rob G, we need the line on that. And what's the over-under? Because I'm guessing it's got to be 53 or 55 as the over-under number, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Got to be high.
Well, one thing about this weekend, and I mentioned some of the blowouts, Rob. There were two really good games and then three blowouts. You didn't like it. You don't like the addition of that seventh team.
No.
And you feel like this weekend was
Exhibit A.
Your argument, I guess.
Exhibit A, Chris. And, you know, I got into it on Twitter with a couple of people, and some people are just like, well, NFL game, I don't care. As long as there's another football game on, I don't buy that. I really want to see some good games, Chris. I don't want to see non-competitive, unwatchable football. And to me, it felt like The Eagles didn't belong, right, in the playoffs. And it felt like Pittsburgh didn't belong in the playoffs. That's what it felt like to me. And those are the seven, those are the teams that you put in there because the league wants more playoff money and more TV revenue and all that. And I just hope the NFL doesn't get to that point where it messes with the integrity. And I mean by putting in fodder and teams that just can't compete with the good upper echelon teams. And that's what it felt like. Three of the five games shouldn't have been horrendous blowouts, Chris. That's not the playoffs.
Right. I mean, the Buffalo-New England game was a stunner. Nobody really expected that.
I was right. The over-under is 55.
Yeah.
And Kansas City minus 2.5. Okay.
Okay, they're favored by two.
2.5.
I like the addition, but more so for what it did to the regular season. That last weekend, right? A lot of times that last weekend doesn't mean anything, right? It was great this year. I mean, and not only because we obviously had the Rams, was it the Rams-Niners game? No, not the Rams. Well, we had the Chargers and the Raiders, which was a great game. And then was it the Rams and the Niners, right? The Niners had to win that game to get in. But beyond those great games, Rob, you had other stuff happening. Like when Indianapolis lost to Jacksonville, it was like the implications of that for other teams, you know? I thought the seven teams was good because it just made the last weekend so incredible and dramatic. But I think what the NFL may do, Robin, look, it, at the end of the day, it's all about money. So if they're making money, it might not matter.
No, they're not going to change anything. You know that, right?
But we've seen, Rob, in fact, we always talk about Eli Manning, you know, and they're winning the Super Bowl. Didn't they win both of those as wild cards?
Yeah.
I think, right? So we've seen wild cards. I think when Aaron Rodgers won his Super Bowl, I think they were a wild card.
I don't think they won the division. I don't think so.
They were a wild card.
But there's a difference between being a – I don't have a problem with the wild card. I just think the seventh team –
are you that sixth team? Are you that
Yeah, like
team?
I thought right, that was – there was nothing broken with that, Chris. I just – these two teams just didn't feel like they belong. Like Pittsburgh tied Detroit – they were what was their record? You know, like it was like barely 500 or one game over 500. That's not
Which
a playoff
is not
team.
Unusual.
To me.
You see teams getting the play sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we
did you think
Seattle
those were playoff teams though? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I mean, just because they made the play, like this is the new
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, here's what I was gonna say. I think if over the next 5 years, Rob, 90% of these 2-7 matchups are routes, then I think the NFL has to rethink it. And again, they might not if it's making money.
Right.
But my point with the wild card teams winning Super Bowls is that proves, okay, you can have a fifth, sixth team in the playoffs. That's okay, right? Because they're deserving, and sometimes they win.
I don't have a problem with the wild card.
If that seventh team can't ever even be competitive, right, then what's the point?
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, that's the feeling I got this weekend, and I was bummed out.
This year it was like that.
Yeah, it was like that, and we'll
but
see, like you say, going forward.
We'll see, right.
But it was a killer for me because I wanted to watch some good football, and instead I'm flipping around for a Golden Girls marathon. I mean, that's just – Chris was even flipping around for a Golden Girls marathon.
That's the easiest thing to find in the world, I'm sure.
Yes.
Did you find it?
I found it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Speaking of stars, Rob, let's go to the star, and that's back to the Dallas Cowboys. Losers yesterday in their home building as the favorites to the wild card San Francisco 49ers, who both you and I picked to beat them, beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, we just thought the matchup, both of us thought, oh, no, the 49ers can beat them. I didn't like the way they ended the game, Chris, because there was a lot of mistakes by the 49ers that gave Dallas life and a chance to come back. They could have been shocked in that game.
Your boy Shanahan, Kyle
terrible.
Shanahan.
Terrible.
He's an offensive genius, right? That's what everybody says, and I think he's good at that. But, Rob, time and time again, even the interception by Garoppolo that gave the Cowboys a chance.
Right.
You didn't have to throw in that situation. And Rob, he will run the football down the team's throat to get a lead, and then late in the game
start throwing.
And it's almost like he wants to show off. Did he have Trent Williams going in motion yesterday? The tackle?
I don't get it.
What? Just play it straight, man. And here's what we all, here's a few guys out there like that, right? Brandon Staley. Oh, yep. I'm gonna show you how smart I am.
Right. I'm the smartest guy in the room.
If you win, you will get the credit. You will get the praise. Nobody's gonna care. I mean, yeah, it's nice when you can pull out all the bells and whistles, but if you win, that's all that matters, Rob. And granted, he's different because he's got such a legacy. Belichick ran the football. I don't know how many times they ran it that game, but he passed the football 3 times. He got credit.
Right.
It was the simplest game plan you could imagine.
And they won. And you know why he got credit? They won the game.
Right. He didn't care about, is the media going to kill me? Are the analytics guys going to say, I'm old-fashioned. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
No, win the game. But speaking of winning the game, obviously Dallas did not do that. And it was yet, Rob, another example of Dak Prescott losing a game to a good team. Dak's now 1-3 in the playoffs. And when San Francisco got up, Rob, 13-0, right? Now that totally throws a monkey wrench into Dallas's game plan to run the football, right?
Right.
Now you got to throw, and Dak, and you know I like Dak, and I think he's got all the intangibles and stuff, but he still cannot put them on his back and carry them with his arm. He just can't. And I used to say he was a game manager with playmaking abilities.
But I think managers
that can't make plays, they can just be smart and not make mistakes. I thought he was a game manager that could run and have a big play here or there when you needed it, or throw a big play here or there.
But you did fall into it. You did fall into it when he had those big numbers.
I did say I think he's gone to elite. I backtracked on it, and I don't mind saying it.
No. I'm just saying, right, because he did put up big numbers, Chris. And I think a lot of people were like, oh, my God, look at what Dak's doing. But here we go, playoff time, and you just said it. He can't carry you, Chris. Sometimes you need a quarterback to win you a game. The defense ain't that great. The running game ain't working today. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to do this. He can't do it.
No, he can't.
And I think that's fair. I don't think that's unfair at Dak. He's had a couple of opportunities. You just said it. 1-3 in the playoffs. It ain't like that was his first game and he just couldn't, whatever.
Right.
No, we've seen this act before, and he struggles against the better teams. And we get it. You're not going to beat the better teams all the time, but you got to start mixing in a win every so often and being able to pull it out. And I just think Dak has shown us, of a lot of people were very upset. One thing I did not like is when Dak didn't criticize fans for throwing stuff at the officials. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he criticized them when he thought they were throwing it at the players. And then when they threw it, when they told the reporters, told him, no, they were throwing it at the officials, he said, good for them, or credit to them.
Credit to them. Now, Chris, that's not classy. I mean, you could disagree with the officials. You should never endorse people throwing stuff from the stands. I don't care. Officials, everybody's doing his job. And they were throwing at the Cowboys. You saw that.
I saw him throwing at the officials. I didn't see him throwing at the Cowboys, but they were okay.
There's video of fans as the players are going to the tunnel, Chris. They're throwing stuff at the Cowboys. One of the players has a helmet and has to deflect something coming.
Yeah, that was DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
But I think he even said he thought they were aiming that at the officials, but maybe he was just trying to make himself feel better.
Feel better about it, right. But I don't know where do you go with Dak Prescott? Home, dinner, a show? They paid him $75 million he got. Dude.
Well, hey, I'm gonna throw something at you. And let me quickly say this, because I co-signed what you said about his comment about the officials. I don't like the fans throwing stuff at the players or the officials, okay? But Dak, I think he's been a great leader for thus far in his career. I think he's been high character. He tends to say the right thing, but this time he was wrong. This was beneath him. Now maybe he was just frustrated and all that. I'm sure he was with what he thought was, you know, they got jobbed by the officials, but you didn't get jobbed by the officials. And even if you did, it was the wrong thing to say. So he was wrong for that. But Rob, as far as Dak, let me throw something out at you. You're an advocate of the Seattle Seahawks trading Russell Wilson. And the latest story out there, Rob, is that, you know, anonymous sources, Russ wants to look around.
I'm not. Are you surprised by that? You're not surprised.
It's just a trip.
I told
it's
you, just, and Seattle said that they're bringing back source? Pete Carroll.
If I'm in that situation, I think it's the agent. I know there was a story.
No, they're linking the stuff to those guys. Right. You know that, Chris. So, all those agents are in bed with a lot of the, you know, NFL newsbreakers, right?
And so, if Dak wants, not Dak, Russ, you just got to come out and say it. But here's the deal. You're an advocate of Seattle trading Russ, because if he doesn't want to be there, you don't want him. Would you trade him for Dak? Both sides, if you're Cowboys and if you're Seahawks.
Yeah, but you got to get more than that if you're, to me, Russell Wilson is worth more. Even though he's older, Chris, he comes with experience. He comes with the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Like, he's
I got to get a pick or something.
Right,
or two.
But you might get. Yeah.
But I would make. Yeah.
But the point is, with those two being the main thing.
Yeah. I would make
you
that.
You would make if you're Dallas, I definitely would.
If you're Dallas, you would bend over to make that. I mean, are you kidding? Right. And if you're Seattle, Dak is not that old, Chris. He's a young guy.
Now, remember,
guy.
He's taking up all that cap space with his
salary. That's the only thing. That number is bad. You're right. That's the only thing. But I don't know how it – because Russ takes up a big number, too.
Not quite as much as Dak.
Do you know what the number is? Because we the last time we talked about
I think
it's
like around
Rob
35.
G said, is it 35% of the cap?
No, $35 million.
Yeah. But Rob G said it was 17% of the cap for Russ. Do we know what Dak's cap number is?
Because that would be more, because he's going to be making more.
What
he's
is he making?
Be around
45?
40 once he starts 40? Getting, you know, getting in that contract.
If you're the Cowboys, how do you feel now with that? Like the whole way, like both of them, Ezekiel Elliott held out, right, and wound up getting paid. Dak got hurt. You didn't pay him when you could have, Chris, for like $28 million or 30.
Oh,
you
right.
didn't do that.
Yeah, we've
and
said
now
that, yep.
right, and now you look at where they are. And look at the two young guys they had that were going to build the organization around, and now you're stuck.
Well, the only one I'm really like to me, Zeke is virtually shot.
So
I
what
mean,
would you
Zeke,
do with
Zeke
him?
Zeke had 30. I wouldn't cut him because he's such a his hit on the you know dead cap money is astronomical next year. What I would do, Rob, is I would keep him and Pollard, and make Pollard the primary back. Now, I don't know. Is he too small to be that? I don't think so. But I would try to make Tony Pollard the primary back, and Zeke is my secondary back. You're still getting paid, so shut up and take the money and do your job. That's really how I feel. And then as far as Dak, look, I think the Cowboys can still win with Dak, but you just got to know what he is. Their game managers, Rob, that win. We know this, right? Joe Flacco. And I know, and again, he was a guy that could make some plays too, especially in that run to the Super Bowl, right? He was great. But I think Dak can be that. He's got the leadership. He's got the locker room. He's got the character. And he does have ability. He's just not Aaron Rodgers. He's just not Patrick Mahomes or maybe even a Josh Allen or somebody like that. But he is a good quarterback that I think you can win with. You've just got to strengthen your stuff around it.
Yeah. I guess you got it. Yeah. Everything has to be right quarterback. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't say that.
You know what I mean? Like, is he one of those guys?
I mean, like he is essentially a game man. Like I said, I think a game manager with playmaking abilities is the phrase I've always used for him.
Is he basically Jared Goff? That's what they used to say, right?
He's different. You know, right? I think he's got more better intangibles than Goff. He obviously can make some plays with his legs. But, you know, he's so much different than Goff. It's hard for me to compare those two.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is I do think you can win with him. But we talked about it earlier, Rob. It's so much other mess going on.
But I do think
among all your problems, I don't think Dak is like in the top three.
But I'm still going to go back to Tony Dungy when Dak got hurt. I mean, it came off as cold, kind of cold and callous, right? But he said it, Chris. He said, you remember? This might be a blessing in disguise for the Cowboys. Now they can get back to running the football. That's what he said. And he didn't mean like he wanted him to get hurt, but he was saying that's when that team 3 years ago, Chris, or whatever it was, when they were at their peak and they were running and doing all that, and Dak was just kind of throwing what they needed him to.
Was that when they win 13 games?
That was the one, and they won the playoff game, didn't they? They
beat Seattle. Yeah, there's no doubt. Rob, when you don't have one of those ultra elite gunslingers, then that's you run the football. What does San Francisco do to win? Run the football. Jimmy G's pretty good, but he ain't elite.
Run the football.
Jimmy G
didn't throw a touchdown, did he, in this game? They won without him throwing a touchdown.
No. Debo ran for one. They had two, I believe.
I don't think he threw for a touchdown, Chris.
I'll look it up, but I don't think he did. I think you're right. But he played all right till he almost gave it away at the end with that interception.
That was a bad interception.
But that's what you do. Ryan Tannehill, he's pretty good, right? But you need Derrick Henry in that run game. Baker Mayfield, now he's not as good as Dak and these guys yet, but you need that run game. Like, that's what you do when you don't have the elite guy. And so, yeah, the Cowboys certainly need to get that run game. But I don't think they can get there with Zeke, Rob. So what would your view, like, if I'm the Cowboys, sure. If Russell Wilson falls in my lap, I'm making that trade.
Okay.
But I'm not fretting over, we got to get a better quarterback. I do think they can win with Dak.
If I'm the Cowboys.
And Jimmy G did not have a touchdown.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I'm rethinking Dak Prescott as my guy going forward. If I could upgrade the quarterback position, I would. I think it's clear that he's a good quarterback, middle of the pack, you know, beats up on bad teams. But a lot of quarterbacks can do that, Chris. And I don't think where the Cowboys want to go, he's going to beat some of the better quarterbacks, especially in the NFC. I don't see it. And if I could upgrade, I would move away from Dak. I'm not saying cut him, you don't have a quarterback, and just do that. You got to have a game plan and somebody else in mind. But to say that Dak's going to play the rest of his career in Dallas and we're stuck with him no matter what, if I could upgrade the quarterback position in Dallas, because they have a lot of other talent.
Okay, would you go for Deshaun Watson? Would you get rid of Dak for Deshaun?
Yeah, if he can play, if he would have paid off all those people a year ago, what are you doing now? Chris, you went from, I'm going to clear my name, I'm not settling, to, hey, can I write you a check? Like a year later.
Well, that was you know, in October when he thought he might get traded to Miami, so.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.